Every year in Massachusetts, hundreds of thousands of women change into hospital gowns and dutifully stand in front of machines that smash their breasts and X-ray the flattened tissue. Many women dread the mammogram. Most women assume mammograms are all the same, but the quality, as with most things in medicine, does vary. Today, for the first time, you can compare the quality of mammography at a dozen of the larger hospitals and medical practices in Greater Boston and Worcester. It's information that could affect your health. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains.
If you've had a mammogram or are thinking about getting one, you may not have given much thought to where you should go. But when a mammogram costs $168 at one hospital and $600 at another, it makes sense to ask whether a low-price test is low quality or if a higher-price test is worth the money. The quality does vary. Some doctors call women back for a second test 4 times more often than do other doctors. And some doctors say they find cancer twice as often as their colleagues at other hospitals. Take a look at the charts we've posted on WBUR.org. For many women, the idea that where you get a mammogram can make a difference in your health comes as a surprise.
I was never told anything about that. I don't think it's out there.
Eva Kennedy, a 43-year-old mom and elementary school teacher from Harvard, the town, not the university, has come to the Beth Israel Deaconess Clinic in Lexington for a routine mammogram.
I want your feet apart like this and your arms down by your side.
Good. We'll join Kennedy for the test to explain some things that affect the quality of a mammogram right from the start.
Great. Now lean back just a little bit. And I want you to bring your right arm up by your head. And I'm going to drop this shoulder down.
Ethel Waite, a radiologic technologist, asks Kennedy to drop her shoulder. It's really a way of telling Kennedy to relax.
It's very difficult to use the word relax in this room. As soon as you ask someone to relax, they tense up. And the patients, it's a high anxiety exam. So they're very tense.
Waite needs Kennedy to relax so that Waite can get as much tissue as possible on the flat plate that will compress Kennedy's breast. If some tissue is tensed up around the muscle, a radiologist might not see a spot that could be cancer.
You really just need to be Gumby here. You can get a lot more tissue if a patient is relaxed. When you're very tight and taut your muscles, it's very difficult.
Waite takes 2 images of each breast, a total of 4 x-rays that a radiologist will compare to Kennedy's last mammogram.
What they're looking for is a change in your breast. If they find a change, you're going to need a different exam.
Okay.
And in that case, I would give you a call at that phone number that you wrote down.
Okay.
Good. Don't move. One run. No change, no call.
The American College of Radiology says not more than 12% of patients should be called in for a second set of tests. This is what's known as the recall rate. It's one of 6 ways you can compare the quality of mammography on WBUR.org. No woman wants to hear that the doctor saw a change in her breasts, something that could be cancer. But Kennedy got that call.
I was trying to talk myself down since they called on Friday.
3 days later, Kennedy is back in the breast imaging lab. Kennedy, whose mom is a breast cancer survivor, spent the weekend going over all the possibilities again and again in her mind.
Well, it could be not even like cancer, but like a cyst, or that I'd have to have a biopsy, or what else would I have to do?
There are lots of reasons a mammogram may look different from 1 year to the next and trigger that return call.
The breast is actually a pretty complicated organ.
Kennedy's radiologist, Dr. Peter Gross, mentions that losing or gaining weight can change the density of breast tissue and the look of a mammogram. Sometimes a breast X-ray is blurred in one area. In Kennedy's case, says Gross, it looks like there was a slight change in the position of her breast on that metal plate, and that created a worrisome image.
It's very difficult to position the breast in the same way for comparison. And sometimes a little bit of tissue that was next to a different area simulates a mass.
So Kennedy came back for 2 more x-rays of her right breast and an ultrasound.
I mean, that's like a lot of x-rays. And this time she had to add pounds of pressure. Yeah. The amount of squishing.
Gross says the second test is actually the same amount of pressure, but it's concentrated in a smaller area, which can feel more painful. One recent study that compared ultrasound and mammography found roughly equal cancer detection rates. But many doctors say they'll continue to use ultrasound only as a backup for mammography because ultrasounds often highlight tissue that is not cancer. Kennedy waits in the office for the new test results.
And everything is fine. There's no problems and I don't have to come back for a year.
Radiologists track their cancer detection rates and the rate at which they find invasive cancer, which means cancer that has spread. You can compare those rates on WBUR.org as well. This is the first time hospitals and physician groups have agreed to make their rates public. For most tests and procedures, we have no way to compare the quality of care. Dr. Don Goldman, the chief medical and scientific officer at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement in Cambridge, has spent more than 30 years trying to find ways to measure and improve quality.
From the point of view of a consumer or patient trying to figure out what to do, having some data on hospital performance is a lot better than having none. But if you get to the provider level, I'd say we're in a very beginning state. I hesitate to use the word primitive, but we're certainly not where we need to be by any stretch of the imagination.
Here's a shout out to the hospitals that responded when asked to disclose how they do on mammography. We hear a lot about comparing cost and quality to find the best value in healthcare, but very few doctors and hospitals give patients that information. So the next time someone tells you to look for the best value in healthcare or claims they offer it, ask for proof. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.